The time is 13:57, 10 hours on Friday, January 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2025, getting ready to call bankofcal.com and DeVries Investor Relations at 646-376-7001. Investor Relations at bankofcal.com.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Yes, this call is for Ann DeVries, Investor Relations at bankofcal.com. Ann DeVries, thank you so much for whatever you did on December 26th in the year of our Lord, 2024, to bring about a response from somebody in your horrible, disgusting, despicable organization. I received a call from I listened 15 some odd minutes to try to figure out this woman's first name. I couldn't figure it out. I went back and forth, but I did understand Combs, C-O-M-B-S, my understanding, although she didn't spell it. And she left me a message, and within an hour and a half, I called her back and left messages, as I had done with you. And in simple terms, she has not responded to those messages that I have left. I am extremely saddened to have to tell you that this pattern, this behavior, this culture is throughout a bank of Cal.com, obviously your website. And I am extremely disturbed by it. I'm disturbed about how you folks, and the reason why I called and left you a message that I could bring a class action lawsuit against your organization for your entire market cap. So in simple terms, I did so in very simple terms, because it is a core belief of mine that before I do something that can bring damage to someone else, whether it is an organization like you folks or whether it is an individual, whoever it is, wherever they are, it is a core belief of mine to let them know what I am planning to do, what I am doing, everything that I can do to bring about whatever it is that I am warning them that I'm going to do. And for your information, please consider any and all messages left to you, including the number, the numerous number of messages that I will leave for you today, as having been delivered to you since I believe I've told you I'm disabled. My hands are trash. I can't type. I have to use speech recognition software if my operating system of the horrible Microsoft will allow me to use speech recognition software. Otherwise, I have to use basically the on-screen keyboard, which means it's very slow to accomplish anything in writing. So I will consider all of the messages that I am leaving you today, numerous of them, to, in simple terms, communicate everything that I believe I need to communicate in light of what has happened, not only on December 26th in the year of our Lord 2024, with calling you and then receiving the call from Miss Combs, I will call her, but really for the relationship when you folks took over your predecessor banks that you bought out. So I am not a communist. I am not a socialist. I don't have a problem with organizations changing their policies and procedures to, in simple terms, accomplish what they are trying to accomplish. I have serious, overwhelming, and I believe I use, whenever I'm trying to make a point and I want to use a really huge number, I will use the then lowest form of U.S. national debt, which in this case is $38 trillion. In simple terms,
You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Continuing on with another call, obviously, to Anne DeVries. DeVries. And ANN, Investor Relations at bankofcal.com.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Yes, Anne DeVries, Robert Colosso calling again. My phone number is 818-574-8911. That phone number again is 818-574-8911. I'm, of course, disappointed and saddened that I have to leave all these messages for you. But once again, it would appear that the CEO, Mr. Wolf, is very committed to stealing people's money. But he's also very committed in creating a culture for your entire organization to, in simple terms, not care, not respond to customer complaints. I have been doing customer complaints for, at the very least, since April of 2023, and you folks basically destroyed, completely obliterated, did not even leave some percentage of $38 trillion to find out what my balances are as of July when you had your merger with PacWest. Again, I don't have a problem with organizations if they want to change their policies and procedures, including, including changing their fee structure. I don't have a problem with that. But as horrible and as an organization as Wells Fargo was, we used to have a banking relationship with Wells Fargo, and we no longer do. But as horrible as they were, they, in simple terms, did everything that they could do to communicate to their customers that there will be a policy change coming up, that if their customer did not have a minimum of a direct deposit of $500 or more, that in very simple terms, they would be charging them fees. Well, that is not what Bank of Cal did. That is not what Mr. Wolf did. Okay, they didn't do that. I even went back to see if you folks had sent any emails. You folks have sent, it could be argued, really trash emails Okay. But it did not, your organization did not send emails telling you that as of such and such a date that we're going to start stealing your money. Okay. You know, obviously, the change of policy and procedure, and in simple terms, we're going to make these changes, not sending whatever it was, the packet that you sent, 100 pages, 50 pages, or whatever it was. Okay, could you not have sent an email saying, okay, for here is going to be our fees for our business starting July whatever? Okay, that is not what you folks did. That is not what you did. Okay, that may be an insignificant point for you, but that's not insignificant for me. And I am not a lawyer, but I have spent enough time in courtrooms and with administrative law judges on the phone or judges on the phone to realize that by you not doing that simple task, which you could have done, and based on all of your previous emails, okay, I believe that you did not do it. And I say you, meaning bankofcal.com, okay? And that's why I am wanting to not only bring a class action lawsuit for your entire market cap, but I am wanting to bring in that lawsuit that all of the leadership in the leadership team page would also be named in that lawsuit. Why? Why would I want to do that? I would want to do that because, hello, you folks did, as far as I'm concerned, a criminal act. Okay, this should be a crime.
You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Okay, continuing on. Again, calling Ann DeVries, Investor Relations. InvestorRelations@bankofcal.com. Obviously, the dog noise is of our landlady.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Ann DeVries, once again, Robert Colosso calling back. And of course, I'm saddened to have to leave you all these messages, but unfortunately, what I was beginning to say in my last message at the end of it, you folks knowing full well that if somebody wanted to complain to you to Check Systems, which I attempted to do with Oliver at Check Systems, he told me he was the only Oliver there, that in simple terms, they would not take my complaint. So in essence, you folks have a really 38 trillion percent, whatever you want to do to your customers by ruining them with Check Systems, with charging them fees that they did not know about. And once again, going back, I believe I already told you this, on Friday, December 20th, 2024, at night, I received your letters in the mail telling me I have overdrawn my account. Why? Not because I bounced a check, not because we had a payment that we did not have enough sufficient funds to pay, not because any of those things, because Mr. Wolf and company, whoever in that leadership team wanted to do this horrible, disgusting, despicable theft. That's what I call a theft, okay? You stole people's money, you meaning Bank of Cal. .com stole people's money, and now you can carte blanche ruin their reputation with check systems. That's why I believe such an act should really be a crime. And obviously it is not, because they wouldn't even take a complaint from me against your organization. Okay, so there is another government entity that I'm going to complain about, you folks. But it would appear that you folks can pretty much do anything you want to do, steal people's money, ruin their reputation with check systems, and literally get away with it. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Call it whatever question you want to call it. Obviously, I think I've told you I don't use foul language, so you're not going to hear foul language coming out of my mouth. But in simple terms, these things are really disgusting, despicable, and frankly, I think should be a crime. Okay, but bottom line here is, you folks have done something that is so egregious in so many ways, because you, meaning bankofcal.com, did not do everything you could do to tell your customers that there's going to be this change, and you're going to be charging them $9 a month for all of their accounts. Okay, so you folks have already stolen my money, you know, our organization's money, Citizens for a Better America. You've stolen the money of DataSense, our sole proprietorship. So the three accounts with Citizens for a Better America and the one account for DataSense, you've already stolen the money. But beyond that, and you may have in essence, basically done a criminal act by transferring money from one of the citizens' accounts to another citizen's account, a state account versus a federal account, without my permission or consent. And so, I mean, literally, this is incredibly egregious behavior, and you've done it. You, bankofcal.com, that is why I said what I said, which is not only to bring a class action lawsuit for your entire market cap, whatever it is, and the question is, hello, what is going to happen with, and you can look, as I believe I told you already, cfaba.net/lawyers, all in lowercase, and look at the open letter that we have done to lawyers and law firms.
You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Okay, continuing on to a call with to Ann DeVries, bankofcal.com. It is saying number unavailable. I don't know if I just got blocked. Which, of course, I could have just gotten blocked.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Ann DeVries, once again, Robert Colossa calling. You folks are causing incredible damage to people. Yes, including myself. I'm disabled. My hands don't work. They're trash. I can't do what I have done in my earlier life, type 100 to 150 words a minute. I can't do without a whole lot of effort. In simple terms, creating prepared remarks, which would take me hours and hours and hours and hours to do, so that I can cover all the points that I want to cover. So obviously I haven't done that, and I might be repeating myself, since people have told me I do repeat myself. And in this case, I cannot say to you, okay, have I made myself clear? And what issues have I made myself clear on? Which, if you and I were actually speaking with each other, and you could tell me what have I made myself clear on, then I could stop the potential repeating myself. So obviously, you folks have done enormous damage, and it does not appear, my apologies for the dog noise, those dogs are of our landlady, and in simple terms, I can't control that. So so I might end up calling you a little bit later. So in simple terms, I am extremely frustrated. I am not a happy camper with what you've done. I don't know what your goals are, other than to steal people's money. Bank of Cows, Mr. Wolf's goals is to steal people's money, which he has done, obviously, for myself and others. Hence the whole concept of class action lawsuits, because the class is everyone that your horrible, evil institution has done this to. That's part of the class. And so, because you did not, you bankofcal.com did not do everything that you could do, including but not limited to sending emails saying, as of such and such a date, okay, giving the people enough notice. You could have done this. Obviously, you chose not to. And when I say you, I mean bankofcal.com and the entire leadership under Mr. Wolf's leadership, which, if the goal was to steal people's money, then I want to congratulate you. Mr. Wolf and the leadership has done a great job stealing people's money. But as far as I know, that is illegal to do. Okay, you may get away with it. Okay, but bottom line here is, you are not going to get away with it in front of the Judeo-Christian God. And so bottom line here is, and don't worry, that doesn't mean I'm going to do any violence in the name of my Judeo-Christian God. It means that I'm going to do everything that I will do to bring these massive class action lawsuit or lawsuits, whatever they are. And you can look at that letter, cfaba.net/lawyers, and see that we are sending email by email to lawyers and law firms that have email addresses of individual lawyers, okay, within that law firm, perhaps thousands of them within that law firm, of the 350 largest law firms in America and the over 100 law firms that do that specialize in class action lawsuits. And I also reserve the right, your bankofcal.com egregious behavior is so off the charts. It is almost...
You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Obviously, I will continue on. the next call. To Ann DeVries again of investor relations at bankofcal.com. And bank is spelled BANC of cal.com.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
And Ann DeVries, Robert Colosso calling again. I am, as I've said before, I'm saddened to have to do this with leaving you numerous messages like this. But I believe I have no option. Calling your call center is a total disaster. You folks did an excellent job in stealing people's money. And what I mean by that is you have put people in a scenario, obviously people includes myself, which is how class action lawsuits, all it takes is one what is called a super plaintiff. And so I will be that super plaintiff and will bring that class action lawsuit on behalf of the entire class that you have done this to. And because we will obviously need to get, we meaning the lawyers and law firms in the 350 largest law firms in America, which like I said before, we have email addresses for individual attorneys within those 350 largest law firms in America. Again, look at cfaba.net/lawyers, all in lowercase, and you can see the link that you can copy and paste into your browser, which will take you to the 350 largest law firms in America, 50 law firms on each page, and go through those. The second largest law firm is the one that starts to have email addresses of lawyers the last time I checked a couple of weeks ago. So again, I reserve the right for any and all options that are available to me. Options that are available to me is our website, Citizens for a Better America website, openletters.info, openletters.info, where I can write an open letter and it will be posted there and it will be picked up on search engines whenever they do that, get around to it, if they actually want to know, that is. And so in simple terms, it will be available for the entire world to see, and obviously it will be available for the next time we edit that lawyer's document, open letter to the lawyers, cfaba.net/lawyers. And in simple terms, it will be part of that. We won an action against the Commerce Department, the quote Biden administration, end of quote, Commerce Department, and you can look at all of the documents that we have there with cfaba.net/commerce project, and you can see all of the list of the links to the hundreds of pages that we sent off and we posted there on that on our website, and you can see that we won the last document in December of 2023. Their attempt to steal the name Citizens for a Better America, with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO.gov, did not succeed, and we won against them without the use of attorneys. So So why am I telling you this? Because it is my core belief that before I do something that will cause damage to an individual or an organization, even as wicked, horrible, disgusting, and despicable as bankofcal.com is, then in simple terms, I am warning them because I believe it is the right thing to do. It is the biblical thing to do. And as a born-again Christian, and what I mean by that is cfaba.net/TRR, which stands for The Roman Road. And CFABA, I think I've told you this before, CFABA.
You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Again, calling back, Ann DeVries.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Yes, Ann DeVries. Once again, Robert Colossa calling. And again, saddened to have to communicate to you in this way. But as I was saying in the last message, all of these short, tiny, and or redirect URLs begin with cfaba.net, and CFABA stands for Citizens For, and the four there is F-O-R rather than the number four, Citizens For a Better America, but it is just the initials, just the acronym, cfaba.net/, whatever it is. So the short, tiny, and or redirect URLs that I have given you is cfaba.net/lawyers, cfaba.net/commerceproject, cfaba.net/TRR, which stands for The Roman Road. And so what you folks have done, it appears that you don't care, okay? But maybe you will care when that class action lawsuit for your entire market cap is filed. I don't know when you will care. I really don't, okay? But the bottom line here is that it appears by all of the evidence that is available to me that Mr. Wolf and company, the entire leadership team, since I don't know until we are able to subpoena your records, who was involved in making this decision for not doing everything you could do to, in very simple terms, warn, in essence, asking you to do what I'm doing to you. In essence, warn your customers that you're going to do this to them. This horrible, disgusting, despicable thing, which is steal their money. It appears that you folks just flat out don't care that you are stealing people's money. Bank, B-A-N-C of Cal.com. is stealing people's money, stealing people's money, stealing people's money, and then ruining, you know, in essence, taking hostages of the same people, of your customers, and telling them with a gun pointed at them that if you don't hand over whatever you are now overdrawn, because we didn't tell you, we didn't do everything we could do. That's the bottom line here is, you folks did not do everything you could do to warn people that you're going to do this to them. And I have enormous evidence against your organization with phone calls that were recorded, both sides of the conversation. Me being frustrated, telling your leadership, trying to get to the highest ranking leadership that I could get, to, in simple terms, try to communicate these things, and you folks basically put me in this horrible position that I had to go through, this horrible, awful abuse, really, abuse. You folks are abusing people. Okay? And it appears you don't care. Your call center doesn't care. And your call center doesn't respond, even with the evidence that I have with recording both sides of the conversation. I have enormous evidence to not only bring, obviously, I'm not going to do it because only specialized attorneys can bring class action lawsuits. Specialized law firms are the only ones that can bring class action lawsuits. So obviously it isn't going to be me personally doing this, but it's doing everything that I could do to recruit, sending email after email to lawyer after lawyer in all of those groups.
You've reached
that
the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
As a born-again Christian, and as a Christ follower, the Bible tells us that we're to bless people, we're to forgive, so I have forgiven all of the individuals that have caused me this damage and have caused my fellow Californians, since it's Bank, B-A-N-C, of Cal.com, Californians this damage. But that does not mean that I don't serve a righteous judge that will judge you folks ultimately when you are before your maker, okay? And again, I am making sure to communicate that what I'm going to do is within the law, bringing massive class action lawsuit for your entire market cap, leaving the, and I want to give you a gift at this point, which is a service that I discovered. Transcription service that is fairly accurate, and the first 60 minutes are free. So I began this set of calls before 2 p.m. Pacific time and before 5 p.m. Eastern time, on the hopes that I would, in very simple terms, possibly speak with you directly, but obviously that is not happening. And so it's called Alice, like the female name Alice, A-L-I-C-E, app.ai, aliceapp.ai. The first 60 minutes are free of charge. All you have to do is give them an email address, and they will, in simple terms, give you a transcription of what was said. And so I am doing what the Bible tells me to do. I am to forgive, which I have done, But that does not mean I let you people continue to do this. And because hopefully when these things happen, you folks will learn to not do this horrible stuff in the future. Goodness gracious, you did not do everything you could do to not steal people's money, to not cause them damage, to not burden them with all of the burdens that you folks have burdened me with, trying to deal with you, and then doing this culture that I'm talking about here, this culture of Mr. Wolf, of abuse the customer as much as you want. 38 trillion %. Mr. Wolf is communicating to your entire organization, and whatever part of your leadership team is communicating to your entire organization, abuse the customers to your heart's content. Yes, go ahead and abuse and trash and commit malfeasance against those customers to your heart's content. 38 trillion %. I give you permission to do just that. And whoever in the leadership team, and maybe if anybody in the leadership team speaks up or says anything to Mr. Wolf that is not a, quote, worship at the altar, end of quote, meaning that we're going to do everything Mr. Wolf says to do, then that means that they get fired, they get demoted, they get fired without a recommendation, whatever it is. I don't know. All I see is the evidence that is available to me. And this is part of the evidence. Obviously, as I have communicated, I audio record all of my conversations at the minimum, my side of the conversation only, and at the maximum, both sides of the conversation, which I have done with your call center, with the call center phone calls.
You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Once again, calling Ann DeVries back.
The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Ann DeVries, Robert Colosso calling you again. And again, I'm saddened to have to do this instead of actually talking to you or talking to somebody at Bank of California, bankofcal.com. Obviously, I am making sure that the transcription, whenever we do the transcription, picks up these exact names. So I have audio recorded all of those conversations with the call center, with your call center, and they're horrible. They are absolutely horrible. So all of that will be in evidence against your organization. And again, I have to ask you, what will happen to your market cap when we file that lawsuit? What will happen? I don't know, but I would imagine it wouldn't be like Jared Wolf said in the whatever that I heard the entire audio of, that he's disappointed with your stock price. So this is really horrible. you folks are doing incredible damage to me and incredible damage to your other customers. And I, for one, having been born in Baghdad, Iraq, and having lived in Tehran, Iran, you know, where the Shah was and the mullahs and all of that, and illegally coming to the United States at the age of 12 in 1969, and you can look at this, again, cfaba.net/bio, and so this is horrible. This is just so awful. And you folks are continuing to do damage to me. Continuing to do, a disabled guy with limited, with extremely limited resources, both physically and beyond, you're doing these horrible things. But again, I don't believe that you folks care. Not even some percentage of 38 trillion. That's almost a ridiculous statement. But that's what it looks like. You folks don't care, not even some percentage of 38 trillion. So let me just say what I continue to reserve the right to do, which is to utilize, to potentially put these recordings and the other recordings with your call center on our Rumble account. Again, you can reach that cfaba.net/Rumble and cfaba.net/BitChute, BitChute. And you can reach those accounts. And I reserved the right to upload the audio recordings of all, any and all audio recordings that I have done with your organization. And I can tell you, they're really pretty doggone bad for how horrible you treat your customers. And obviously, like I said, they're both sides of the conversation, because if you folks are recording, it's my policy, okay? Because someone, some 30 to 40 years ago, whatever it was, accused me of doing something on the phone that I did not do. And so I began the process of recording at the very minimum my side of the conversation only. And if the organization, whoever it is recording both sides of the conversation, then I have insisted in recording both sides of the conversation. And so, which of course I did, I did with your call center phone calls. I can tell you they're really pretty doggone awful. But I don't think you care, okay? And so, once again, let me summarize what I am, and obviously I'm almost out of time again, and so I will do it in my next
phone call. You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Obviously,
the person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
And DeVries, once again, Robert Colossa calling. And so, let me make sure I get these points across. I reserve the right to get a hold of your collective attention with writing an open letter, posting it on openletters.info, one of the websites, one of the domains, as it is officially called, that Citizens for a Better America owns, and also then posting onto our Rumble, cfaba.net/Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E, and cfaba.net/BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. Both of those, Rumble and BitChute, are YouTube alternative websites, and you can go there and see. I believe that those were some of the reasons why we won, without the use of any lawyer or law firm, why we won against the, quote, Biden administration, end of quote, Commerce Department, U.S. Commerce Department, to such a point that they even changed the address of where one a document that was already posted on their website. Okay, so I believe all of those recordings, in simple terms, well, the whole package, cfaba.net/commerce project. You can look at all those links to documents. That's what they are. They're links to documents with hundreds of pages of documentation. You can look at those. You can have whatever law firm. You can have your in-house legal counsel look at those. We won against the Commerce Department, the, quote, Biden administration Commerce Department, with them saying to us that, in simple terms, we get our Citizens for a Better America, quote, unquote, name, which I own as a registered trademark. And so it's like, okay, I'm telling you, as early as 3 business days from now, I could begin the process of doing any or all of those other things. Okay? Now, I am not committing to doing them, but I'm telling you, I reserve the right to do them. I reserve the right to them without any further notice to you folks. And you folks will have that. Obviously, it will be a great tool when we begin the process again of sending those emails to lawyers and law firms in the 350 largest law firms in America and the over 100 that specialize in class action lawsuits. It will be an asset as links to that. Okay, so I don't know what else I can do to bring about resolution from you folks. I even offered you a solution, but I wanted to make it clear to Ms. Combs that, in simple terms, I'm not going to give up on my not only bringing the class action lawsuit for your entire market cap, but also potentially bringing it against the entire leadership team and or whatever of the leadership team, whether it's Mr. Wolf, since obviously I know that he's involved based on the audio recording of the investor relations, and you can look it up. I registered HQ at cfaba.net, and so you can look that up. I put in my name, my legal name, and that email address, which is owned by Citizens for a Better America, cfaba.net. So bottom line here is, how far do you want me to take this? I mean, you folks...
You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye. The person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Anne DeVries, Robert Colosso calling again. Last name is spelled C-O-L-A-C-O. I don't know what else I can possibly do to get you folks to actually do some percentage of 38 trillion the right thing. Okay, it appears that, well, obviously you did the right thing by doing whatever you did to bring about the phone call from Ms. Combs. Unfortunately, that culture that I talked about, that Mr. Wolf has established, that your customers can be abused as much as each individual employee of Bank, BANC of Cal.com, wishes to abuse, torture, annihilate, destroy, etc., 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 is in play here. Okay? I mean, this is really awful. This is awful. But apparently, you folks don't care. You don't care that you're doing this to people. You, obviously, me, you're doing it to me, so I am that potential super plaintiff. So you've done this to me, and you're doing it to whatever number, since I can't even come close of guessing what the number is. Whatever that number is, because you did not, you Bank of Cal, BANC of Cal.com, did not do everything you could do to warn people that you're going to start charging these fees of $9 a month per account. So that's what you didn't do. Talk it over. Go call the 350 largest law firms in America. Get a quote from them as to what it'll take to defend you, to defend bankofcal.com against this kind of class action lawsuit, okay? Or defend against any of these things. So, bottom line here is, you've done horrible, you've done really abusive stuff. I mean, really, really horrible, horrible stuff. So, okay. So, bottom line, at the very minimum, within 3 business days, I want to see an email to the email account that is registered in my accounts at bankofcal.com, HQ at citizensforabetteramerica.org, the whole name in that case, that says, okay, we're telling you the truth, so start with that. We're telling you the truth that this event of the threat, the warning, call it whatever you want to call it, that we're gonna send this notice to check systems, which again I believe should be a criminal act, but that's where we stand, saying we haven't done it, nor will we do it. That in simple terms, we are going to eat the money that we are charging you, meaning the money you've stolen it, okay? I'm going to leave it at that so that I can accuse your organization of stealing my money, So even if you were to send me a check, I wouldn't cash it. So you've stolen the money. I will leave it at that. You've stolen the money. You have stolen it. Okay? You've stolen the money. Did you get the point? You've stolen the money? Did you get my point? That you've stolen the money?
I've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Okay, I began the calls somewhere around 1:57. So,
the person you are trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Okay, since I just checked to see when I started my phone calls, it was about 1:57 p.m. Pacific time, obviously 4:57 p.m. Eastern time, which I believe you may be in. Certainly your phone number is in. So bottom line, I don't know if I can do this, spell out all of my minimum requirements, but in simple terms that you're going to eat that money, the funds that are remaining that will be that you're telling or you're potentially telling check systems that I did not pay, that you're eating that money. And why? Frankly, I would rather send you the money, but even sending you the money, which we have, is extremely problematic because of what I said earlier. We have extremely limited resources. I can get into that. I can certainly get into that with anybody that you will allow me to actually talk to, which at this point hasn't happened, that can do something other than I can talk to them until I'm blue in the face. I might as well be talking to a concrete bridge support of any of the bridges that we have in the USA, okay? Including, of course, those that are extremely fortified in California because of earthquakes. So, you know, I don't know what else to do. Please, please, please do not put me in the position of doing more, because I really don't want to do more because I have limited capabilities. And the more that you force me to do, the more there will be consequences. Okay? Flat out consequences. And what I mean by that is the class action lawsuit for your entire market cap, and putting in that class action lawsuit your entire leadership team, the entire leadership team, along with their with what their positions are on your leadership team page, is doing that. And I hope you are getting the sense from everything that I have said that I am seriously not a happy camper, seriously think that what you folks have done should be really criminal activity because of the damage that you're doing to me and others, and that I hope you get the point, and I hope you get the point that I am seriously exhausted with dealing with you folks. You folks are abusing me. You're abusing a disabled American. That's what you folks are doing. So that's, you know, you had an ADA document. Okay? Where's this ADA? Americans with Disabilities Act. If your goals are to abuse Americans with disabilities, then let me congratulate you. You folks are doing an excellent job. Obviously, not a compliment. Not a compliment. So, I don't know what else to say. I think I've said everything that I wanted to say. Please don't put me in any more of these positions for having to call you back, for which obviously is way easier for me to do than to write something. But obviously, I now have a tool of doing all these transcripts and potentially posting them. And my throat is gone, which is part of my disability. So I want to say thank you for listening to me. I do appreciate it very much. And I hope you have an absolutely terrific, God-blessed rest of the day. And God bless the year of our Lord 2025. Thank you again. And DeVries, goodbye.
You've reached the maximum length for voice messages. Goodbye.
Okay, the number of calls were, of course, enormous number of them for today. So going back to the calls for today, first call, no answer at 1:56 p.m. Call that ended at 2:03 p.m. was 5 minutes 20 seconds. The call that ended at 2:09 p.m., 5 minutes 19 seconds. The call that ended at 2:15 p.m. was 5 minutes 19 seconds. The call that ended at 2:15 p.m. was no answer when the number was unavailable. The call that ended at 2:21 p.m. was for 5 minutes 23 seconds. The call that ended at 2:27 p.m., 5 minutes 18 seconds. The call that ended at 2:38 p.m., 5 minutes 19 seconds. The call that ended at 2:39 p.m., 5 minutes 19 seconds. The call that ended at 2:45 p.m., 5 minutes 19 seconds. The call that ended at 2:51 p.m., 5 minutes 20 seconds. The call that ended at 2:57 p.m., 5 minutes 18 seconds. The call that ended at 3:03 p.m. was for 5 minutes 19 seconds. This recording is the copyrighted property of Robert Colosso. Colosso is spelled C-O-L-A-C-O. And for transcription purposes, Robert, C-O-L-A-C-O.com.